What do you want? Heaven to cheer and say, you were a great Christian? You want to get to heaven and say, I worship you, Jesus. You've been the best. It's all about him. Oh, you want to go and look and just have him smiling, and you're already no good. You just, thank you. If it wasn't for you, I'd be nothing. Amen. The law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness. Where's grace reign? Through righteousness. Grace only comes when you receive it through the righteous identity that Jesus Christ has brought you. Then grace. Why do Christians feel dry and powerless and tired and weary? Because they're not wearing their righteousness, and grace has no target to hit. Grace comes where grace is received. Grace comes where grace is recognized. If God made me righteous to fulfill his will, surely he's given me the goods to carry it out. If God's told me to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, certainly he's producing the power. The way to walk anointed is just to believe you're anointed, because God has to anoint you if he asks you to do what he asks you to do. So start touching the sick and start expecting the power of God to flow. And don't think it has to do with your prayer. It has to do with your faith. You have a coworker that has no peace and they're a wreck? Try this. Just love them enough and believe enough that God loves them enough that the Holy Ghost will jump on them if they let you pray. And don't even touch them. Just say, can I pray for you? I'm telling you, God's real. Well, I know God's... No, no, no. God's real. Can I pray? Yeah, I'm not even going to touch you. Holy Spirit, let the peace of God come into them right now and settle their mind. You do that in confidence and faith and watch what God does. He'll mess somebody up quick and they'll think, what are you doing to me? And you say, I ain't doing nothing. And from that day on, they'll know there's a living God. I was in a service the other night. I was calling people up. They were 25 feet away trying to come near me, and they were just going, oh. And I didn't do nothing. I was innocent. I didn't pray for that. I wasn't believing for that. I just said, Jesus wants to bless some of you. Jesus, your faces are lighting up. It's not that anything's wrong. Jesus, just come up and receive from the Holy Spirit. And they're just getting near. And the Holy Spirit was so aggressive and loving and kind. Shoot, he's just jumping on people. He wasn't waiting on me. I had nothing to do with it. It was faith working through love. Love. Amen? Amen. Man, I feel the love of God. Sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness. Grace is reigning now, not death. Righteousness is ours. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? See, that's a question in the church a lot of times. Paul knew what people were thinking, so he jumped right on it. He says, certainly not. Watch this. The way to be born again is die to yourself, die to sin, die to the thing that was destroying you. Watch this. How shall we who died to sin live in it any longer? Do you not know? He's asking you a question. Come on, church. Do you not know that as many as were baptized into Christ were baptized in his death? Therefore, we were buried with him in the baptism into death. And just as Christ raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we shall walk in the newness of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we're going to walk in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified. Then why are you looking back? Why are you thinking of your past? Why are you identifying yourself with yesterday's mistake and 10 years ago you wish you won, and if you'd only known you would have never...